It's so over.
The West Bank.
Do you regret using the word apartheid to describe Israel?
I used it. I do in this context that I said it and I referenced why I used it.
I've heard people say it's still the U.S. that controls Israel, not the other way around. What's your opinion on who controls who? Neither of them control neither of them. They're the same damn country. It's countries don't control other countries like that. That's a very simplistic reading. Like, America doesn't technically control, you know, Germany, right? Germany does what America says, but it's not because America controls Germany. It's because America and Germany are both, you know, run by the same capital groups. It's a shared control situation. But I mean, like, in like, it is objective. It is an absolute fact that the Jewish interests are the one thing that you can't question. It has nothing to do with Jewish people, and Jews aren't the one who come after you afterwards. It's a combined coalition of the aforementioned, you know, capital interests, MIC, Jewish supremacist groups, Zionist groups, Christian evangelicals. But altogether, these people are, I mean, there are more Christian evangelicals than there are Jews many times over, you know? So the individual group responsible, it's more like a broad coalition, more like corporate departments talking to each other. Yeah, yeah. But in terms of the corporate interest, like as a broader ideological vessel, yeah, Zionism is a total no-go. You cannot do it. They got to him immediately. It's crazy to me because so many of these people are like super narcissistic. But I feel if I had as much power as Gavin Newsom, which I mean, he's the governor of California, and some fucking Jewish advocacy groups came up to me and told me that I couldn't refer to the objective fact that Israel's an apartheid state. Like, oh, you don't want to do that, you know? What the fuck are you? I feel like I would shut the door in their face, you know? But in reality, it doesn't work like that because it's not actually Jewish advocacy groups. When the media calls it Jewish advocacy groups, what they're doing there is anti-Semitism. They're doing JQ parentheses positive. What actually happened is an incredibly powerful coalition of corporate interests with a wide variety of connections to business and Hollywood and Wall Street and so on. They represent a wide variety of interests, largely conservative, not entirely Jewish. In fact, probably not even majority Jewish, came up to him and said, you can't do that, white boy. And then he said, okay, sorry, sir. Yes, sir. The Revere's clip too. I can't do this, man.
A Tom Friedman article right. In that same sentence where Tom used it in the context of the direction that Bibi is going.
Not the current
and
state.
The concern, correct.
Okay.
And that is a legitimate concern I have that I share with Tom that direction, if that vision and that direction of the far right that Bibi is indulging, that if they see the full annexation of the West Bank.
I'll never understand how these power-hungry narcissists deal with the cognitive dissonance they must feel when they constantly cuck themselves and bow and scrape for powerful interest groups. Doesn't that hurt their ego? I think it does. I think it's one of the reasons why so many of them are miserable all the time. Like all of these senators who are on top of the world, but they're always like rushed and frustrated. They always just seem annoyed. They never act like people who are on top of the world. They always act like beleaguered middlemen whose job it is to represent the interests of people more powerful than they are, which, I mean, it is. I wonder if there's been, like, an attitude shift. I wonder if, like, I feel like, and this is just a guess of mine, but I feel like if you went back 100 years, the average U.S. congressman or senator, or, you know, congressman, sorry, House member, senator, would be a lot less put upon. And I think the reason for that is because it used to be that their job was to represent their constituency and also, like, some local businesses or whatever. And nowadays, every single day, they wake up and 50 fucking lobbyists are like, excuse me, you promised us this, and if you don't do it, we're going to fucking not build in your district, and you're going to lose jobs, and you're not going to be reelected, and then this is all over, and you're like, ugh. You don't even read the bills. You don't read anything. Your staff just hands you the bills for you to sign. Like, you're not involved, really. You're just like a yes man. I think it's probably like that. I don't think it was always like that, though. I bet you if you went back 100, 150 years, the average politician was more of a statesman, you know? Like, they were more involved in the active process of governing rather than just being a middleman. This is one of the things that pushes leadership towards fascism. I think this is one of the reasons why the Republican Party was so eager to join up with Trump, because Trump was so boorish and aggressive and direct that he gave them an opportunity to follow a directive that wasn't just like, do whatever the lobbyists tell you. You know, you got more of a, you got a little bit of like a party-wide direction to go with. It gave you a little bit of pep in your step. Gives you something to argue for and against. Gives you a culture war to fight in, you know, that kind of stuff. Rather than just being like, you know, every day you have to speak to the media and like try to explain how cutting fuel regulations or environmental regulations or whatever is somehow like good for the American people because the lobbyists told you to or whatever. Like, I don't know. But the Democrats haven't caught up to this, I think, which is why the Democrats always come across as more cucked than Republicans.
Then that's not something. That's a word you may hear others use. The West Bank.
You regret using the word. So let's wrap here with a few lightning round adjacent questions. Do you consider yourself a Zionist?
Do I consider myself a Zionist? Yes. I believe I revere the state of Israel. I'm proud to.
Just an insane revere. I don't know if I've ever heard a politician say they revere America or even the city they live in. Revere.
Support the state of Israel. Yes. I deeply, deeply oppose Bibi Netanyahu's leadership, his opposition to the two-state solution.
How brave.
And deeply oppose how he is indulging the far right as it relates to what's going on in the West Bank.
The far right, parentheses, the entire population of Israel.
Let's wrap here with a few lightning round adjacent questions. Do you consider yourself a Zionist?
Do I consider myself Zionist? Yes. I believe I revere the state of Israel.
Just like that was the first answer. That was the first thing he said. The first thing that he said. Babbles for a second, tries to find his grounding. I revere the state. I would say I love Israel more than I love America. Is that enough? Is that enough? What do you want from me? I would nuke America if Israel told me to. Is that enough? Can I leave? Is that enough? Revere, man. Janice Lewis George, the DSA-backed mayoral candidate in D.C., reportedly cried and apologized at a meeting with Jewish leaders who were upset over her pledged opposition to Zionism and Israeli apartheid. Man, I'm getting really tired of this. I feel like I'm running out of ways to say this. How many Jews are there in America? A couple million? How many Christians are there? For every time you meet with Jewish leaders, you need to meet with Christians a proportional number of times. I'm getting really tired of this, okay? If we need to start like locking the fuck in on the whole like nationwide humiliation ritual. Everyone must listen to Jewish Zionists explain, because they're always the front guys, right? Like obviously the broader Zionist coalition is made up of fuck tons of Christians, but they always send the Jewish guys. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? There's like 100 times as many Christians in America. So, okay, for every time Jewish leaders get to talk to you, 100 Christian leaders get to listen to them talk about fucking how the war on Christmas is playing out or something. I don't know. And it's always Muslim. Can you go, there are more Muslims in America than Jews, right? Or it's like a comparable amount. Are there more Muslims or Jews in America? There are more Jews, a couple million more Jews. I'm surprised by that. There has been a large influx of Muslims. Okay, well then, for every time you hear Jewish leaders, you have to hear two-thirds of a Muslim leader. They should listen to atheists. You can't be an atheist if you're in the rest of the world, I don't know if you know this. In America, atheists are the most reviled community. They are the least trusted community. You cannot run for office as an open atheist. You're not allowed to. You're better off running as a Mormon or a Muslim. Atheists are the least. We are an extremely religious country. There are no atheists, meaningfully no atheists in government, none. But aren't most people atheists? Not in America. In the rest of the civilized world, yes. Remember when Zoran called out Cuomo for having never visited a mosque during his 12 years in office as governor? Yeah, imagine how many synagogues he went to during that time. Legally can't run for office. Yeah, Texas legally, 8 U.S. states that have laws that prohibit atheists from holding public office. Openly unconstitutional, no one's ever challenged them. Like objectively unconstitutional in the most obvious like First Amendment of the Bill of Rights way. Even Pennsylvania, dude. Pennsylvania and Maryland. Those laws are unenforceable. That's my point. No one's ever challenged them. Could they be out of date laws no one cares to enforce? They shouldn't be there. I'm sorry. Would you feel this way if there were 8 U.S. states that banned Jews from holding office? Oh, it's unenforceable. Yeah, I know it's unenforceable. Isn't it like a problem? If an atheist ran those states, they could generate a ton of energy? No, they couldn't, because America's a deeply religious country. It's not going to work. Janice Lewis George, a DSA-endorsed candidate for mayor of Washington, D.C., met with local rabbis and Jewish community leaders last week amid fallout over a DSA questionnaire she filled out outlining her views on Israel and anti-Semitism. The March 19th meeting at the Orthodox Ohev Shalom congregation in Shepherd Park was arranged after her responses to a DSA endorsement questionnaire were made public last month, according to sources familiar with the meeting. In the questionnaire, Lewis George pledged not to attend events focused on promoting Zionism and apartheid. This is what you have to apologize for. When the Jewish community groups come after you, this is what they're after you for. Were you anti-Semitic? No. Did you do anything wrong? No. Did you harm the Jewish community? No. Did you say you don't want to support apartheid? Yes. That's your crime. At the meeting at Ohev Shalom, Lewis George apologized for her statements in the questionnaire, one of the event's attendees told Jewish Insider, and cried when somebody in the meeting described feeling hurt by her answers to the questionnaire. She blamed the anti-Israel responses on one of her staff members and said she would have submitted a different response if she had seen it before it was submitted. What the fuck? However, she's not expressed that same sentiment publicly. Yeah, I wonder why. A spokesperson for Lewis George not respond to multiple requests for comment on Monday. Lewis George not make any promises to apologize publicly or further address her comments in the DSA questionnaire, according to the meeting attendee. The meeting included rabbis and senior leaders from Milton Gottesman Jewish Day School, the Eldovich DCJC. Again, like, by the way, there are plenty of Democratic politicians who've spoken out against Christian nationalism. Has this ever happened afterwards? They get pulled into a meeting with a bunch of Christian community leaders at some god-awful fucking right-wing evangelist church, and then like sob and beg for forgiveness and distance themselves from the anti-Christian nationalist statements they made. The meeting included rabbis, senior leaders from the Milton Gottesman Jewish Day School, the Eldovich DCJCC, Temple Sinai, Ohev Shalom, Adas Israel Congregation. Wow, they really brought the fucking Avengers out here, huh? Tefereth Israel Congregation, Temple Mika, the JCRC, and the Tzedek DC, a legal services organization. Brought their lawyers, too. Ron Halper, the CEO of the Jewish Community Relations Center of Greater Washington, wrote in an op-ed published Monday that Metro DC DSA threatens the sense of attachment and belonging that we Jews have long enjoyed in DC. Sorry. Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry your feelings are getting hurt or whatever. Opposing genocide. I'm really sorry about what that's doing to your feelings. The questionnaire for public candidates encourages the systemic erasure of Jewish and pro-Israel Americans' public life. Holy fucking shit. I wish pro-Israel Americans were erased from public life. All I fucking do is hear from them. They're like 90%. All I do is hear from them. They don't shut the fuck up. They're silencing our voices. I wish. An outrageous and revolting display of religious discrimination by being opposed to Zionism and apartheid. They'll say any shit, man. They should take it farther. Say she's denying the Holocaust. Say this is Holocaust erasure. If you don't believe in Zionism, then you don't believe in fair restitution to the victims of the Holocaust, which is tantamount to denying the existence of the Holocaust in the first place. There you go. I made their argument. I just tossed that one out for them, you know? Gave them a little freebie. Did you see the Philly congressional candidate who compared using the word genocide to calling a black person the N-word? I know when you use the G-word how hurtful it is to a group of people, she said. It's like someone saying the N-word around me. I don't want to hear that. And how every time you shout that from the rooftops, how many people are you hurting? I'm so fucking tired of hearing about Jewish feelings, man. I'm so fucking tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Every fucking time, man. Every time. It's crazy because, like, it's the ideology of the Nazis, but framed through the rhetorical stylings of the most insufferable woke one liberals in existence. Like, that's genuinely the bit. It's like, they're ideologically, they want mass death, you know? They want oceans of blood. But rhetorically, they're like, I think that it's really problematic of you to erase the feelings and experiences of a marginalized community by using the G word. Oceans of blood like an iron lung. Have you finished your homework? Is school in session right now? It's March. Yeah, school's in session. You need to have... Shouldn't you be in class? Vosh, genuinely, I think this shit's going to backfire massively. Is it spring break right now? Yeah, the behavior like this basically guarantees another millennia of anti-Semitism, which, I mean, really sucks for Jewish people. It's really unfortunate. I feel really bad for them. Like, I mean, the non-Zionist ones. I don't really give a fuck about the Zionist ones, to be honest with you. I don't really, you know, it kind of seems like this is what you're asking for. Like, literally, you're literally asking to be treated like you're responsible for the behavior of Israel. So, but for the non-Zionist Jews, I do feel really, really bad. Followed by a link to a Fuentes article at the bottom half. Nice of Jewish Insider to promote a significantly less Hitlerite person down here, you know? A liberal alternative to the political stylings of those who write for Jewish Insider. Respectable moderate. Hi, non-Zionist Jew, here am I cooked? Yeah, probably.